This is Twit.
It seems like these days there are fewer and fewer reasons to get up off the couch and go outside. One of the few reasons to get up and go into the world has been to get a document notarized. But maybe not anymore. Joining me to talk about the rise of webcam notaries is Lauren Silverman, health science and tech editor for KERA News in North Texas. Welcome back to the show, Lauren.
Hey, great to be with you.
So I've thought that having to get something notarized was almost as silly as still having to sign my credit card receipt at the grocery store. But after hearing your story, I realized this industry is very serious about what they do. And some of the people are not taking digitization lightly. Tell us a little bit about this story.
Yeah, so it turns out, I was surprised to learn that webcam notarizations is not something that has existed before. You know, you usually ask someone in the office, is anyone a notary? Can I get something signed? Or you have to go to the post office or wherever, because it hasn't been legal to do this online. It's been happening since the days of Shakespeare. But in a few states, including Texas, recently, there have been laws that have allowed for webcam notarizations. And it's an issue that has really been controversial among the 4 million notaries that are in the U.S. because they're worried about identification and they're worried about coercion. So think about if you go and you get something notarized, you aren't going to know if you're the notary. I'm sorry, if you go and get something notarized in person, you can see the person, verify who they are, and also know that they aren't being coerced into signing away a will or a handgun license or a pet or whatever. But if you're on a video cam, you can just see me. You don't know if someone is out of sight or view, potentially holding a gun to my head or threatening me. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. You don't know that someone hasn't threatened me right before I go into the post office to get something notarized either.
Exactly. And that's the reason that the argument doesn't really hold water. But the identification issue is real. It can be hard to verify someone's license or their passport by video cam. So that's why in states like Texas, there's a two-part authentication process. So in addition to showing this ID on the split screen, you also have to run it through a third-party verification and then ask the person knowledge-based questions, the type of questions you get asked if you lose your credit card, like what street did you grow up on? What hospital were you born in? So these are ways that they can further verify someone's identity. And as you might imagine, a lot of people are really into this option because going to a notary is a little bit out of date. It's a little old fashioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been an interesting in the few times that I've had to seek out a notary or whatever. It definitely feels like an industry that could use a little bit of updating. One thing you point out in the article at KERANews.org, you talk a little bit about potential coercion as just not something that I ever considered, but that's actually a really good thing to point out here because you imagine the confines of webcam for something like this leave a lot of potential for abuse. Coercion could possibly be one. Let's say the person that is requesting the notarization, there's someone just right outside of the view of the camera that's forcing them to do this. What kind of protections are there for that?
Well, it was interesting when I talked to this one company, Notarize, which is one of their Doc Verify, Notary Cam, Safe Docs. There's a number of these companies that have risen up very recently. And the CEO of Notarize, a co-founder, he said that you could always ask the person to, do a 360 and show the surroundings at the location so that you could have a wider view. Of course, the notary who I spoke with out in California, who's a mobile notary and is very worried about elder abuse and coercion, she said, "Do you really think that they're going to take the camera and show who's under the desk or take the camera and show the person who's threatening them?" So there's some valid concerns with it. But overall, I think that identification is actually the bigger issue. But it's not, this is something that's going to happen because the major mortgage lenders have already signed on to accept these notarizations.
Hmm. So what about the safety of putting your driver's license over the internet? What have they said about the security of that?
You mean for if someone was stealing the information or for...
Right, like for the webcam notary.
It's almost like, how do we notarize the notary? How do we know that the notary is legit?
Well, yeah, or just like where you're uploading, you have to show your driver's license on the webcam, right? So like, how does that protect it?
It's a split screen. And so the notaries, that if you go through these companies, they're all verified notaries. Not sure exactly what their verification process is, but I'm sure they go through the state to make sure that they've actually gone through and passed the exams and are up to date with all the requirements. But yeah, so it's a split screen. And the notary, you see the notary as you're signing the document. They can see you as you're signing it with either your finger or with the mouse, and then they do the equivalent of a notary stamp, except it's digital.
How much does it cost?
Good question. It depends on what state you're in. So I learned while doing this story that it's actually regulated. For example, in the state of Texas, a notary costs, I believe it's $5 or $6 if you go into the post office. Online, though, for web notarizations, they're allowed to charge $25. So it's a bit of a markup, but the convenience factor is pretty big.
And so would you do it next time you needed something to be notarized?
Well, you know, I feel a little bit bad about doing it because when I went to the post office to get something notarized for this story, the old school way, I know they need the business. So I felt a little bad. But yeah, I think I would do it.
Yeah, I know I said earlier that when I go to the post office, what I meant was I have a post office box at Maureen's Mail Depot in Petaluma, and I feel the same way. She's my notary, and I would continue to give her business.
And how much do you pay?
I don't remember. I haven't gotten anything notarized very often, but it's not very much. And she also, when I get packages and stuff, she sends me a Facebook message. So she is not so low tech.
Wow.
So,
I know. Also, I learned you can get things notarized. Like if a minor wants to get a tattoo, you can get consent, parental consent. You need that notarized. So, you know, there are strange things that we need notaries for still. And I guess we'll see whether people just turn to using their phones or they do the face-to-face.
Okay. I'll remember that when my daughter wants to get a tattoo.